here. Oh, it seems crappy out here, temperature-wise. Smells hot out. It's like the opposite of how it smells when it rains, you know? Go, 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 go. Cars here to go. Yeah, it's just that muggy, gross, just bleh. Oh, man. Long, gray, long-haired dude in his motorcycle jumpsuit. He wants to go jump over the Grand Canyon. So, we recorded a wrestling podcast today, our wrestling podcast for the month, which was good. It's fun to get together with those guys, some of them on Skype. It was a busy month for wrestling since the last time we did a wrestling podcast. There's kind of a lot to talk about. About those PMC CODs. Well, yeah. don't know, weird exoskeleton Call of Duty game. It's got potential, but... What is going on here? Smells like food out here on these streets. I don't know where it's coming from. It smells all right. Cruising real slow across the street, just going, yeah, yeah, yeah. In my way, yeah, yeah, yeah. Low battery warning, 10% of battery remaining. Enough to make it home. I just want to be home. Eh. That's why I mean not in the car. How about that? It's already like 8, and that means I'm not gonna get home till like 9-ish. Doesn't leave a lot of time for stuff. But it'll be the weekend soon, you know, it'll be good. See some friends this weekend from the sounds of things. Be okay. Yeah. Pretty okay today though. Got a couple of things shot for tomorrow at least. Couple of things I've been wanting to do got done. That was cool. And returned a bunch of emails because now we're starting to get into pre-E3 planning and E3 planning and planning and planning for things and planning and looking at floor plans and planning and. Nice thing about leaving late like this, though, is you really just kick ass cruising out of the city, just getting the fuck out of San Francisco fast because there's no one out anymore, you know? Roads are pretty clear. Close enough to the bridge. How about some close enough to the bridge music here? Let's see.
Screw Rewind. I don't think I've ever heard Keith Richards sound like this, although I guess if you go back to his album, Main Offender, back in 92, you would hear him singing Words of Wonder, but he sounds pretty good on this just-released rendition of his song with a bunch of other worldwide musicians.
Bob
Marley's Get Up and Stand Up. This is all in order to raise awareness for the charity Playing for Change, a charity that helps build music and art schools for children around the world. The song will appear on Playing for Change 3, Songs Around the World.
Time to close the top. Churches. Lying to me. Terrible. Kiss is terrible. Kiss is so lame. They're so lame. I'd rather listen to Sugar Ray, okay? I'd rather listen to this bullshit. Like these are just like for housewives. Like they watch Ellen DeGeneres and Oprah and then like listen to Sugar Ray, you know? Like that's the equivalent of a, this is like music, this is the equivalent of a daytime talk show.
like.
Stopped on the Golden Gate Bridge. Not moving. That's never good.
Static Selector sticking to the script as always. Show off radio every Thursday night on Shade 45.
Yes, please stick to the script.
You know what I'm saying? For my kick goes. Keep it.
We ain't gotta sing the same old love song. Cut a white girl with the same black gloves on. Yeah, what you say to it? Old money, look, no money, don't do it. Nigga turn around in they lane like a UA. And I'm only looking back if I'm looking at a booty. Booty. What's the rationale? They wanna smoke niggas when they black them out. So we act it out.
Getting stuck in traffic was not part of the deal, man. This is all the way uncool. Yeah, rapping about Evites. That's what's hot right now. Rhyming about these motherfucking Evites and shit. Yeah, I would. I mean, what? Indeed.
Put up on some fucking crips. Real big dogs and shit. And all we do is dog a bitch. I chase low, now my balls and dick. She eating good with you, nigga. She'll starve with nip, hey.
In the club with your mind thing.
Crazy thing is,
every week is the same guy.
I pull up on my guitar video.
Call that bitch a cool hop.
I see the same
got
bitch.
Like Tupac.
I was in my nigga. Joe Moses video. Yeah.
There with Scram Jones like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
It's one of the best things that Cypress Hill has ever done, the part where Be Real says, Billy Ray Cypress Hill. Oh yeah? I just want to know who's responsible for all this traffic, because I think whoever is responsible is just going to get just a stern talking to, you know? Just really get disciplined. Yep, barely moving. Trapped. There is no escape. Send Dog has some things to say.
Yeah, just didn't get fucking ankle out like that. I need to pull a dick up.
Nothing has changed except for Mace's limp. That's it. Everything else. Alright, alright. Pick it up speed. Alright, now I'm starting to move here. Now we're getting it going.
Now, what you want to do when it's cool, like I'm running much longer than yours. yeah. Feel with me, you feel me, the G stop fit. And I'm bigger than the city like that at Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mad because he's flagrant. Oh, I hate how flagrant he is. All right, see some red, blue lights up here. It's some kind of action, but we're moving. I gotta kind of focus on the road here. Drive safe. Five double O. All right, I got it. Drive full speed here. Get home. Singing, so what's good? No. Talk shit about Method Man for a while because that's how you do. I'm already tired of these commercials.
That's what we do every time we see each other. We just talk shit about each other. Me, him, and Rain Man. Alright, son. Sammy Davis Jr. run over shoes, having ass, Method Man. Alright, you feel about that, son?
More Ed Lover tomorrow. 5 to 9 East, 2 to 6 West.
I was recently in my car during Ed Lover's show a couple of times. About a week ago. Not that great. He didn't really talk that much. You know, it was just mostly just the same music they play all the time. Just seemed like kind of a waste. Kid Rock.
Nah. I get so mad I could yell them. Other day, someone got all elaborate and stuck a head from a fucking dead cat in my mailbox. Went to Burger King and they spit on my onion rings. I think my karma's catching up with me.
Maybe that's why I feel so strange.
Nah.
This crazy game. This is safe.
The play music from my phone button and see what happens. No data, no data, no data. There we go.
night, I hear him talk the cold.
This is just
some
strip club music right here.
10-20s on your titties, bitch. 100 D VIP, no guest list. TT's off, you don't know who you fucking with. Got my other bitch, fucking with my other bitch. Fucking all night, nigga, we ain't sell the bitch. Nigga say I'm too dope, I ain't selling it. Bar fresher than a motherfucking peppermint. Go let him ass, last kid killing shit. Yep, young money, yeah, we getting rich. Get your grandma on my dick. Girl, you know what it is. Rack City bitch, 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 10-10-10-20s in the 50s bitch, rack City 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 bitch, 10-10-10-20s in the 50s bitch, bitch. I'm a motherfucker slow. Look at the paint on the car. Too much rim, make the ride too hard. Tell that bitch, hop out, walk the boulevard. I need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like Alonzo. Rondo. Green got cheese like a nacho. Feeling on the way, wear a poncho. Head honcho, got my seat back. Stay staring at me, don't get back. Got my shirt off, the club too packed. It's 2 turn going up like gas. God damn, pull out my rags. Mike Jackson, nigga, yeah, I'm bad. Rat tat tat tat, tat it up in my bag. All the hoes love me, you know what it is. Rack City bitch, 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 rack City bitch.
There's nothing wrong, you know. Like sometimes, like people just need music to just get naked to, you know. Like that's why the strip club anthem exists.
Rack City bitch, 10-10-10-20s.
There's nothing wrong with them. I don't think you have to like strip clubs to enjoy.
Haunted.
Strip club style and anthems, anthemic strip club music, let's say.
Rack City bitch, 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 10-10-10-20s in the 50s bitch.
We'll see if this iPad makes it all the way home. The battery dies. It's battery pretty low, so this broadcast might just stop any moment. And then what? Then what?
Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. Haunted. Throwing haunted. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch. Rack City bitch, rack City bitch.
Hey, the phone lines are open. I mean, it's one line, really. The phone line is open. So, what is it? It's 707-925-2662. That should work. I think I set it up. But now I'm listening to this TI cut. I don't know, man.
They may talk a lot of that, but they can't do a lot of it. I Rico told me turn the lights on. So I grabbed the Audemars through the ice on. I'm beat down, got a pissed off. A lot of nigga rapping ain't done here wrong. Hey, look at TI, calling in the VI. Bunch of bad bitches with her looking like a Leah. We just pull off, hop out, go in and show out.
Alright, here we go, from area code 586, what is that? Hello, who is this? Where are you calling from?
I be calling from Michigan, I can tell I'm listener. What you be smoking on?
I'm smoking on that good, that, I'm smoking on that candy apple, that Obama care.
Obama Kush?
It's OG Bubba Obama Kush. Yeah.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
You already know. Hey, man, you already know. What's going on in Michigan tonight?
Just chilling, watching my hockey, relaxing, got to work in the morning, going to bed soon.
Yeah, it's a good move. Get some sleep. Sleep's important.
How much sleep do you get during the week?
Somewhere usually between, 6 or 7 hours, something like that. That's usually...
Okay, good.
Yeah,
How about the spin?
Right on. Yeah, you got any other, do you have a solid question?
Oh, I got a bunch of questions. So, can you do some inside mixers? Like, just like a mixer while you're working, or you get a break, and just kind of surprises or something.
Oh, just like do something like during the day, just knock something out? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it, but, because then I'd be on Wi-Fi so I could use my phone and wouldn't have to use the iPad, because usually I don't have the iPad, with me or whatever during the day. It's mostly just here to do this, and that's about it. This iPad's got 5% battery left. It's getting dire. I think we'll probably make it home, but it'll be close. I don't know. I'll think about it, but, I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Well, that's cool. What's going to happen with tomorrow's Unprofessional Friday? Anything if you can just give us a sneak peek?
I don't know. I got Sports Friends for the PS4. I was thinking about maybe digging back into that a little bit. It's the final version of it finally and all that. So, I might do something with that. Maybe not.
Are you guys going to play that stupid game where you have to dance around and hit the controls out of your hands and shit like that? Because I don't think I've seen you guys play that long.
Oh, Joust? Yeah, it's been a long time since we played Johann Sebastian Joust, and I have not played it in Sports Friends. I always played it on, a laptop or something, a separate, build of it or whatever. So, yeah, that might be cool. Kind of see how that stuff works on a TV and all that. Seems a little weird. But, the studio is not really set up for Joust. There's a lot of lights and cables and all types of shit all over the place, and that kind of gets in the way. But, yeah, that might... I think we'll do something separate with Sports Friends, for just on its own, too. It's coming out and all that, but...
All right. What about Castlevania? Is Vinny going to ever beat that boss? Because... I can't believe I watched 2 hours of him on that one fucking boss.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the hope, is that eventually he will conquer Castlevania and be able to move on to Simon's Quest. He has not been able to best Dracula yet.
Well, from watching it, it seems like if you jump over the fireballs, throw the boomerang, you get 2 health buffs knocked off because you hit him once going forward and once coming back. And then headshots is the only thing that mattered. Brad understood it at the end, but it was a little too late.
Yeah, the thing you run into, though, is if you're going to use your hearts on the first phase, then you need to make sure that you're getting hearts, too, because you're going to need holy water. For that second phase, you need to be able to stun him and hit him in the head while he's stunned. So, we're kind of approaching it thinking we need to save these hearts for the second form. But yeah.
I got you. All right. Well, I was just thinking, Dark Souls Master V Bomb Vincent Caravella. I thought he had it for sure. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if he can get it done.
Yeah, I hope so. Now, is that the endurance run of 2014? Because it started from stage 1. And if that's going to be the full game, that's a complete game gone. Endurance run complete.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's a pretty short game. I don't know. That's almost an incidental endurance run or something. But, he hasn't finished it yet. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I got some other calls coming in, so I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Cool. Have a good night. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. See you. A nice fella. Hello, who is this? Is
hey Jeff, this is Chris in Ottawa. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are things in Ottawa?
They're all right. We dodged that whole crazy rain system that happened on the U.S. East Coast. So, it's been pretty pleasant, albeit a little bit cool. Low 50s.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad. This week is, it decided to get hot around here like yesterday, so it's been like mid-80s and up around here, and it's been a little out of control. But nothing too unmanageable. You got a question? You got any questions? What's up?
Yeah, sure. recently out here, a place just opened up. It's called House of Targ, and, it's, got, like, 30 pinball machines, some straight-up arcade cabinets, mostly 80s, and a few from, like, the early 90s, like Mortal Kombat, NBA Jam, just, you know, like,
yeah,
the ones people know. But, and also like a concert space, like a small, like two, 300 people thing. So it's pretty cool and it's doing pretty well. But I was curious which, either, I guess, 70s or 80s pinball machines you would say are the best of the best.
The best pinball machines, I think, I like F-14 Tomcat a lot. I like High Speed. Like that's kind of my era right there. That's like 86, 87-ish, I think. Like those two in particular are really great. But I think, you know, if you get newer into like Twilight Zone and stuff, that's good too. I like the, going back a little further, like, Genie, is a wide body, like a 70s wide body. That's real cool. The Atari.
They've got Genie.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah. Genie's, I mean, you know, you get back to those older machines, like there's not as much action on them in terms of just like, you know, stuff to hit and modes and all that other stuff. But Genie being a wide body, like it's just a cool experience. Atari did a wide body Superman table, in the 70s also that I thought was kind of cool. Yeah,
that is cool. Like, yeah, they've got a real mix. Like starting with Genie and then going up to like I think it's called Roller Games or something like that. It's kind of very interesting. And then up to like they've got an Addams Family table and a Last Action Hero table, which is the sound samples in that are pretty great.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But I'll free up the line for some other questions. But thanks for taking my call.
All right, cool.
And stay tuned back.
All right, thanks. See you. I love F-14. Whoops. I accidentally hit skip track instead of volume down. I really love F-14 Tomcat. We're talking about pinball machines. That's probably my all-time favorite. That thing is it's just an awesome machine. It's just fun. Dude talks in his Russian accent. 573. What's happening in the 573? Who is this?
Yo, Jeffy G. What you doing, son?
I'm rolling hard as fuck, boy. Just fucking cruising. Just getting my fucking surf on.
Yeah, boy.
Riding sideways all the way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jeffy, yeah. Yeah, so when are we going to play some Counter-Strike again, man?
Counter-Strike, man? I keep it trill as fuck, man. Your Operation Phoenix and yeah, shit.
Fuck yeah. You know, we playing it all the time in the hood. You know, that's the game we play.
Motherfucking Counter-Strike on the motherfucking streets. You know what I'm talking about. You already know.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, Snoop played after, you know, Tupac played Counter-Strike.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's all I had to say, Jeffy G. I'll see you later.
All right, one.
Ferraris and it be popping bottle with a deep red supermodel beat. They may talk a lot of that, but they can't do a lot of it. I Rico Kobe turn the lights on. So I grab the Audemars, throw the ice on. I'm a big dog, got a pistol.
502. Hello, who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Bane from Louisville, Kentucky. What's up, dude?
Hey, not much. Just getting to the part of the freeway where it goes from three lanes to two, and that's pretty exciting. What's up?
I was about to say that sounds incredibly exciting. I'm rather jealous, man.
Yeah, it's, you know.
So, bit of a weird question, perhaps, but when you look back at Giant Bomb's history, like, do you kind of think of it in, like, certain eras, like maybe one from each office or anything like that?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, I mean, probably around the, like, yeah, like, probably centered around the offices to some extent, sure. Because, when we were in Sausalito and we were just in that basement by ourselves, like, you know, the tested guys came in and the screened guys came in, but they were all upstairs. So, you know, we were kind of just left to our own devices, completely. And, you know, people would come downstairs to hang out and stuff, but, you know, we were kind of separated from some of the other sites that were getting built. And then when we moved into San Francisco, we got that big-ass basement office where we were all right there, and I was sitting right next to Will and all that, and shared studio and all that. So the shared studio definitely changed a lot of stuff. You know, for the better and for the worse, you know, I think it was mostly for the better, just having more people around and all that, I think was great. And then, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, after the sale of the company and all that stuff, you know, a lot of stuff changed at that point. So, yeah, I think I kind of look at it as like three distinct eras, yeah. I guess, in terms of just like, you know, the process of being in an office and the vibe to all that stuff. But in terms of the content, like, it's probably not. You know,
right.
I don't
know. And seeing how, like, each era has grown more over the other.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, that's the yeah. in different ways, yeah, sure. For sure.
Alright. Well, that was all, man.
Okay.
Have a safe drive, and thanks for everything you do, dude.
Alright, man. See you. Thanks. Getting kind of close to home here. Hello, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Jesse from Fargo, North Dakota, coming at you.
Yeah, what's happening, man?
How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing all right. Just hanging in there.
Well, good. You think again about pinball?
No, I can always talk about pinball. What's on your mind?
I kind of, there's this cool new place I kind of wanted to see what your reaction to it would be. It's like this guy owns this whole building here. He rents out apartments, and he had this really awkward space. So now what he's done is built this weird room full of like 14 machines. You sign up for like a yearly membership, and you get 24/7 access to it. It's like a gym.
That's cool. That's
isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's how I would want to run something like that too. Is like a, you know, you sell a membership or something like that, and let people get access to it. You know, it's kind of, you know, maybe at different times or whatever. You know, maybe hold some events and tournaments and stuff. You know,
and it's great because, you know, if you can go there at 3 a.m, even if there's nobody there, you just swipe a little key card and you're playing all the machines yourself.
Oh wow!
And you did actually have an F14 that broke down right now.
Nice.
I've got a job interview tomorrow. I was wondering if you got any hot tips for me.
Well, you know, I'd say, like, you look like a reliable person. Like, that's probably, like, look like a stable, normal individual that is not going to be creepy and crazy. Like, you know, just to try to come across as just a standard human that can get stuff done and be be into solving problems. Which I guess maybe that might not come up in a job interview, but you know, like the best people, the best people are the people that like don't say, "Oh, this is broken." Instead, they say like, "Hey, we need to fix this, and here's how." You know, so if anything like that comes up,
be positive.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And just you know, make sure that they come away feeling that you're like a reliable, stable person that's not gonna cause management issues and all that other stuff.
Cool. It's actually at a TV station here locally. Do you guys have any specific tips? I don't know, from your history, if you've ever anything close to that?
Not really. I mean, I think it depends on, I mean, are you, is it like what kind of job is it?
Master control operator, okay. Part-time.
Well, for that, I mean, you know, I would just make sure that they know that you can produce and that you can produce under pressure, you know, like if there's a live situation or anything crazy happens like that. Yeah, I would, you know, just try to, you know, you want to seem like you are a cool customer that is not going to freak out if something breaks, because that's always, you know, because something always breaks. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't really been around too many TV stations lately, so it's I'm not a huge resource for that stuff.
Okay, I would just tell them, hey, I talked to Jeff Gerson last night, but it's not a CBS affiliate at all. So, well, you have a good drive home, man. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, man. See ya.
Talk to you.
Bye. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, any kind of production situation, I feel like, you know, you want people that aren't going to fucking crumble when something breaks. I mean, that's, you know, since we do so much live stuff and all that, like, it's, you know, need people that can keep it together under pressure. Might be the last call. Hey, what's up? Who is this? Where are you?
I'm Chris. I'm from Vancouver, Washington, which is like directly across from Portland.
Okay, yeah. How's it going?
So, it's going good. It's kind of hot up here too, and it's really annoying.
Yep.
It's summer.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking today a lot about first-person shooters and kind of how they're getting tiring.
Yep.
Over the last generation games. I was wondering, what's going to replace first-person shooters in your mind?
I don't know. I mean, if you think about the reason first-person shooters are popular, it's because they're relatively easy to pick up, and they are perceived to be cool by, like, mainstream dudes. So it's like they kind of fit into the same pocket as like football and stuff like that. So I think, you know, if you're looking for something that's going to be like huge thing, it's going to be like the next thing that grabs all of those people, that'll replace shooters, you know. That's not to say that like MOBAs and MMOs aren't also huge in their own way. They have millions of players. But I just mean specifically,
definitely,
like, if you're looking for something that's, like, going to replace the shooter, it's going to be something that is, like, competitive to where, you know, those people can talk shit to each other and is going to be, like, relatively easy to understand and also, like, satisfying. When you accomplish your task, even if the team doesn't win, you will still feel like you got something out of it. And I think...
Okay.
I think that's going to be it. I just don't know what that'll actually be.
I personally think it might be something that's on single player or multiplayer if we're just looking at last year's E3.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that's maybe true, but when you think about it, like, those games are relatively complex, too. You know, it's not as easy to understand as point a gun at someone, pull the trigger. You know, that's very, it's very simple to get that. So, yeah, maybe.
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking my call. Have a good ride out, man.
All right, man. Thanks. See ya.
Yeah.
All right. Lil Wayne's crazy. Talking about blunts, darts, his dick. What is up with that? It's not okay.
Down here, it's manicured. I can have fun down here. Take it to where I can have fun down here. Take it to where I can have fun down here. It's love so bad. It's
I made it home. Crazy, right? 2% battery left. I gotta charge this thing up and upload all the archived stuff. It's been piling up here, I guess, for a bit, huh? Door. Oh, it's so fucking hot in this house, god damn it. I'm gonna get air conditioning. You hear that, house? See you guys later.